A crime-fighting model out of Chicago is becoming popular among law enforcement and politicians. The Cure Violence model confronts violence like it's a contagious disease that can be treated. For the past year, the Durham County Health Department has adopted the model, building a team called Bull City United. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says so far the results look promising.
In 2015, the U.S. Justice Department issued a report that revealed Durham's homicide rate for black males was 8 times the national rate, and a lot of that gun violence was concentrated in the parts of southern Durham that have a poor minority population.
John Wesley Pruitt Jr., 41. Willard Eugene Scott Jr., 31. Kenneth Lee Bailey Jr., 24.
The names being read are people who died last year of gun violence in Durham. They're being read at a Week of Peace candlelight vigil sponsored by Bull City United, an organization tasked with addressing this serious problem.
It's personal with me fighting this battle out here. Ain't nothing. I don't want no credit for nothing. I'm here for y'all. I want this neighborhood to be back like it was when I used to run through here.
That's 36-year-old David Johnson. He's a Bull City United violence interrupter.
Violence interrupters that I have met from Chicago, they've been usually former gang members.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess they may know violence firsthand, but they're also respected in a way that maybe they can soothe a tense situation. So that's what I'm trying to find out. Mm-hmm. Is any of that you?
Yes, ma'am. That's me to a T.
Numbers from the Durham Police Department show shooting incidents in the organization's target communities of Southside and McDougal Terrace is down 12%. The total number of persons actually shot in those areas was down 43%. Dorrell Clayton supervises the Bull City United team.
We've definitely had an impact throughout the city by doing mediations and conflict mediations and finding a different way to resolve conflicts versus just shooting, because it is a public health issue. It is. It truly is.
The Cure Violence model was developed more than 20 years ago by University of Illinois Chicago epidemiologist Gary Slutkin. It's now used in more than 50 U.S. cities. Clayton, Johnson, and other Bull City United team members trained in Chicago last year to learn how to do what they do. Mel Downey Piper is the county's health education and community transformation director.
It says that violence is just a behavior. So just like smoking is a behavior. So we can work on it. We can change the cultural norms in our community. And I think that's really important.
We'll have a small, sweetie. We just got medium.
Just get a medium, so that way you can have it as a
nightgown. You want a medium too, sweetie?
Linda Dixon is handing out Bull City United T-shirts at the Cornwallis Public Housing Candlelight Vigil. For the past year, she's lived in the McDougal Terrace community, which has a reputation of high crime and gun violence. That's where the Bull City United office is located. Dixon says she's volunteering because she likes what the team has done for her sons.
They've helped a lot of our young black guys get jobs. They helped some of them go to school. And they're just a good support group. They're very good. I have a 24-year-old. I have a 23-year-old. And they've helped them also to stop being in the game and getting their lives together.
Bull City United says it has helped 14 young men find jobs, but they're most proud of resolving 77 conflict mediations involving more than 500 mostly black males, conflicts that were likely to result in a shooting. Bull City United is preparing to open a second office this year. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.